This is Nate Hudson with Ozark Radio News, and I am sitting here today with Sergeant Eddie Young of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. He is with Troop G, and you have a new position with Troop G. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be selected as the new public information officer for Troop G. So that means I get the pleasure to go around and just try to help further our cause, which is just promote safety on the highway and on waterways of the state, and get to come around and talk to, you know, the news media and great people like you.
So, why did you join the Missouri State Highway Patrol?
Originally, I actually made the decision to join the patrol at an early age, and it was just probably because of tradition and the professionalism that the men and women that served my area that I grew up in. As a kid growing up, I saw them, and they were kind of like a superhero in my mind, and I thought, I want to be one of them. And that was at a pretty early age. I'm sure my teachers probably didn't think that. But by eighth grade, I kind of decided that's what I wanted to be, and ultimately I just set my sights on it and stayed focused and was blessed to you know, do what my childhood dream was. And it was just to get in there and to make a difference and serve the public. You know, sometimes you think about, you know, high-speed chases and gunfights, but the truth is it's more of about helping a stranded citizen that's on the side of the road that has no idea how they're going to solve this problem they have, and then you're the answer. So those are the kinds of things that makes my day.
And how long have you been with the Highway Patrol?
This would be 18 years, so I've been working on my 19th year this year is here on the Highway Patrol. And I originally started up in Jackson County in 2004 is when I started in the Highway Patrol, and that would be Troop A. And then after about 3.5 years, I was able to put in for a transfer, and Troop G is where I wanted to come down to Howe County, and that's where I got put. So I got to come down in Troop G in 2007, and I've been down here ever since.
So the position that you're currently in used to be occupied by Jeff Kinder, who recently retired. How has the transition gone?
Went really good. Jeff Kinder did a good job of kind of showing me the ropes and giving me the reins and kind of let me know where things were. But the patrol, I think they pride themselves on having people that are self-motivated and resourceful, and they kind of throw you in sometimes into the spot and say, there you go. So a lot of it's a lot of free reign. So he showed me some of the tricks of the trade, and here I am. So I'm learning as I go, and I'll be kind of rusty for a month or two, but hopefully I can get as good as the gentleman before me. I know Marty Elmore is a legend down here, and of course Jeff can name the people before him. So the public information guys I'm familiar with was always Jeff and Marty Elmore. So hopefully one of these days I can become seasoned like those guys.
So would you care to tell us a little bit more about yourself when you're not as part of the Highway Patrol?
Yeah, whenever I'm not part of the Highway Patrol, I'm usually 100% dad and husband. I'm married to an amazing woman that's actually a teacher over at West Plains High School, so she's always busy, Amanda Young. And then I've got three great kids that ranges from the ages of 12 down to 3. So I got 3, 7, and 12-year-olds. So when sports hit, it seems like a news crew would have a hard time keeping up with me on my off-duty time, because it is switched from one vehicle, get to the next activity, and then you have 7 minutes to get to the next activity and pick that kid up. It is a rat race. So I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I can see when the empty nesters, I'll sit around and think, what in the world am I going to do, because I have too much time. But, you know, and then during the summers, I just love fishing and kayaking and getting out and enjoying the beautiful nature that Missouri has to offer.
So with being a public information officer, what are you looking forward to most in this position?
Probably the most I'm most passionate about is just hopefully being able to persuade not, I'm not here to change someone's ways, but I am here to help them make an informed decision over something that might change their pattern of behavior to allow them to increase their odds of survival, whether that be in a car crash or involved in a waterway emergency or whatever it may be. I can just hopefully provide some statistics that'll be eye-opening and let them see that their loved ones want them to do everything they can do to increase their chances to come home. You know, our goal is to educate and inform the citizens of the state, and public information, I think, is the first step and the most important key to that, because when we are informed of the facts, I think we make our own decisions and we make a good decision instead of just, you know, a decision off of the lack of good information. So I hope just give those individuals information they need, and then hopefully they can make good, sound decisions and hopefully change their life.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in and speaking with us.
Absolutely. No problem.